Welcome to Analytics of Dynasty, a daily podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I wanted to go through the final asset class here in terms of the hierarchy of assets. So this is really your partial contributing guys, and then we'll have a word about the guys beneath that. But we'll start here with the quarterback position. And, you know, this is really, like, I think you have to be taking situational bets here is really the big thing. So in the book, I broke it down to you're basically looking at backup guys. So who are the backups that they have confidence in? You know, Tyler Huntley would be a guy that would have some confidence in. Geno Smith, Colt McCoy, we'll see. Like, those things, that there's a lot of fleshing out there. So we'll sort of see how that ultimately plays out. I wouldn't be making a ton of those bets right now is probably the big one. But I think Huntley, maybe Geno Smith. That's what I'd be thinking about at this point. That are pure backup plays. And then it's value plays and streamers. So if the value plays, like, I don't know, Davis Mills, I think, is an interesting one. Daniel Jones, Minshew, Trubisky, potential free agent, Taysom Hill. I think, you know, Jimmy, we mentioned guys like Jameis Winston being in flux. Jordan Love being in flux. We'll kind of see where they're at. Darnold being in flux. Bridgewater. I think we'll see. Have to see where those guys play. I wouldn't necessarily place them on a grid yet, but you sort of get the idea, right? They're sort of in flux, and it's a TBD on those guys. Mariota, Tyrod, are guys in there as well. Maybe Cam Newton, you know, if changing landscape type deal. I feel less confident about him. I think he's more done than he is a value play, but, you know, I guess you could take a shot there if you wanted to see what's left on his plate. Some streamer guys that you could think about, you know, seeing, this kind of depends on where they're going to be. Jimmy Garoppolo, Bridgewater, Heineke, Darnold, Mason Rudolph could be a guy that gets some opportunity there. I don't think he's necessarily going to be a huge value uptick guy, but could be one that see some starts or something like that. Again, I don't have a ton of confidence there. He hasn't played that well. But just a name, I think, that you can monitor. The partial contributing assets at running back, I mean, we've done enough human hand grenade work, so, you know, that's really your backup guys there. You know, you can sort of look, you can delve into those guys. That's really where you want to live. Your value plays, you know, you're looking at Ronald Jones, Melvin Gordon, could potentially sign somewhere and be relevant. Penny, Connor, Chase Edmonds, Cordarrelle Patterson, Sony Michel, Raheem Mostert. And those are some names, you know, kind of heading for free agency that could be relevant and maybe on the move. You know, some streamer types, Singletary, you know, Carson, if he's healthy. You know, those types of guys, right? But I do think you look at this, it is a downtick from the tier above it. Right? I think, like, and you can kind of notice that and see that a bit. And so that would be the big thing that I'd take away there. The wide receiver position, you can see, you know, it's not really a lot of backups per se that you would be super interested in. But value plays would be Mike Williams, Gallup, Rondale Moore would be one. I think that's interesting. Christian Kirk, Allen Robinson, we talked about him, you know, where he potentially ends up. Tony is another one, right? That list of guys that we talked about, Claypool, Gabe Davis, Sutton, you know, all those guys fit in there. Will Fuller would fit in as well, I think, in terms of guys that could see an uptick in their value and their perception and the like. And, you know, that could be over the next, I don't know, 1 to 2 months or over the next 3 to, you know, I guess I'll call it the next 6 months or so heading up to the regular season, right? I think that all those things could be, you know, that you could see some change in there as well. Then you look out at the rest of the, you know, Chark's another one. I think you could potentially look at and say, like, hey, here's this value play in free agency. Odell Beckham Jr., I'm not sure that's going to happen for, because he's more fits in like the streaming category of, like, I don't know if he's really going to uptick in value off an injury, but, you know, you could potentially play him. He would be one that I was going to sell pretty hard coming out because he didn't really change. He just scored more touchdowns. So that would sort of be my thought there on him. Streamers include Gabe Davis, Tyler Boyd, Jacoby Myers, Thielen, CeeDee Lamb, Corey Davis, Chenault, Kenny Galladay, Landry, Julio. Those types of guys, right, sort of in the range. Like, hey, they kind of have a role. They're going to play it. Probably not going to be a huge uptake value guy, and I can see a huge, bigger role. But it's a combination of somewhat productive or you know, in a decent type of role, I think that you'd be kind of shooting for in that range. The tight end position, I think, is a little bit different. You do have a variety of different plays that you can go. You know, you get the backup, like kind of the benefit if someone gets hurt in front of him. Jonnu Smith, Tremble, Foster Moreau, Noah Gray, Tyler Conklin types, right? Those types of guys are all interesting ones. You know, Hunter Long in the event that there's a Gesicki injury, something like that. I like to roster a ton of those guys just because it's really like it becomes a roster crunch pretty quickly. Harrison Bryant's one as well. It could benefit maybe Blake Jarwin. You know, those are the types of guys that we're thinking about. Some value plays. I mean, Jacob Harris is one. Like, it, you know, just looking top 50 guys here. Jacob Harris, Brevin Jordan, I guess could see some value uptick. He was like top 20, though. I don't necessarily love that. Zach Ertz, David Joku could go up. I mean, Troutman seems like, you know, through 2 years hasn't really, I think it's been 2 years, hasn't really done much. We'll see going forward. Maybe he gets a quarterback situation or something like that that gets a little bit better. We could see that go up. Alberto, you know, if Aaron Rodgers' ship lands in Denver, that could potentially be an uptick in his valuation. Donald Parham, you know, if Jared Cook leaves in free agency, he could be a guy that could potentially eat some innings. Gerald Everett coming off a kind of disappointing stint up in Seattle, so we'll see there what happens with him. O.J. Howard, Kylan Granson, Trey McKitty would be some names to think about there. Some streamer types, Higby, Logan Thomas, C.J. Uzama, Dan Arnold, Hooper, you know, Gronk, if he's back, like those types of guys. That would sort of be the, you know, the types of guys that you're looking for, the types of ranges. I mean, outside of if they're not really going to answer like, hey, I can put these guys in the starting lineup, or hey, they're going to go up in valuation, or hey, the guy in front of them gets injured. Outside of that, there's not a ton of valuation, right? We've sort of covered the gambit. And I think then it becomes like, if you're not answering that one of those questions, what are you doing? Right? If your play is he's not going to go up in value, like there's not a situation that's really going to make him better. Are we sort of holding for a long-term production increase? Like, how realistic is that, right? We should use base rates in there. It's probably a roster fodder situation, right? At this point, you're probably looking at day three picks, you know, especially wide receiver, right? Those things aren't good. So I think you got to be really careful about those, right? I think you got to be really careful loading up on those types of situations. So that would really be the big thing that I would sort of stress and think about here going forward is, like, you should be definitely cautious on rostering a ton of those guys. And if you're not, you know, if you're rostering those guys, right, like, you need to make upgrades. Right? You've got to make you shouldn't be rostering guys that really have no purpose. And, you know, a lot of times this time of year, they're you know, leftover backups or whatever. Right? I get that. And you'll optimize what you need to cut for rookie drafts, the whole nine, right? Yes. But like, as the season goes along, like, you shouldn't be rostering a ton of that roster fodder that doesn't have a purpose. Right now, maybe it's like a washed up backup that you were rostering, you know, through the season. I sort of get all that. But be careful that you're not just wasting roster spots that don't have a plan, right? Backups, value plays, or streaming options in your lineup. Those should be the back half, you know, the back production guys, the back portion of the guys on your roster. Those are the types of bets that you are making. And if you're not making those bets, you got to figure out what else you're doing. So those are really the big takeaways there. Again, I could sort of list off 1,000 names, but you get the idea, right? Let's focus on moving up the board. I think that's a big takeaway. And making big time differences up the board is really what you're trying to shoot for. So I hope that all helps. Again, I think 2-1 makes sense, you know, taking two of the guys and sort of jumping up into, you know, the tier above you, right? You're trying to jump into the middle or the higher part of the tier, not just the bottom part, right? If the tier is at tight end 16, for example, you don't want to spend 17 and 18 to jump to 16, right? Like, you're trying to spend Tight end's probably not a great example, but you're trying to spend 16 and, you know, or 17 and 18 and jump to, you know, Dallas Goedert at 8 or whatever, right? Like, that's kind of the bet you're trying to make. And similar examples you could use at wide receiver and running back. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. And until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.